The story of women suffering in the time of Moses, peace be upon him. The suffering of the mother of Moses, peace be upon him. Umm Musa was among the women who were subjected to severe suffering at the hands of Pharaoh and his soldiers. Our Lord Almighty mentioned to us the suffering of Moses' mother in the Quran in more than one surah. And he said, "Glory be to him. We have favored you once again. When we revealed to your mother what was revealed. He was saved in the ark, so he was saved in the sea. Let the sea attack him with a weapon, so that an enemy of mine and an enemy of his may seize him. And I bestowed upon you love from me, and let it be done before my eyes. When your sister walks by, she says, 'Shall I direct you to someone who will sponsor him?' So we returned you to your mother so that her eyes would be comforted and she would not be sad. And you killed a soul, so we saved you from distress and tested you with tribulations. So I stayed with the people of Midian for years, then I came to a destination, O Musa. And the Almighty said, 'And we inspired Moses' mother to breastfeed her. If you fear for him, then throw him into the river and do not be afraid or sad. If we see him to you and make him one of the messengers.' So Pharaoh's family picked him up to make them an enemy and a grief because Pharaoh, Haman, and their soldiers were wrong. And Pharaoh's wife said, 'He is the apple of your eye, for me and for you. Do not kill him. Perhaps he will benefit us, or we will adopt him as a son while they do not realize.' Umm Musa's heart became empty. She almost would have done so had we not tied her heart to her so that she would be among the believers. She said to his sister, 'Cut him.' She saw him from the side while they did not realize. We had forbidden wet nurses to him before, so she said, 'Should I direct you to a family who will be sufficient for you and are sincere to him?' So we returned it to his mother so that her eyes would be comforted and that she would not be sad and that she would know that God's promise is true, but most of them do not know. God only mentioned to us the suffering of Moses' mother in the Quran so that we could take a lesson and a sermon from her regarding steadfastness in the truth before the pharaohs of the time. So be patient, my sister, and stand firm on the truth, no matter what suffering you are going through because of your enemy's hatred for this religion." Umm Musa's suffering went through several different stages. The first stage is the duration of pregnancy, which is the anxiety that continued with her throughout the pregnancy as she sees and hears what Pharaoh's thugs do, spying on women. Spying on them to find out which of them are pregnant, they monitor them until they give birth, then kill their child if it is a boy. She tried to hide her pregnancy so that no one would know about it, and this was a great suffering that lasted 9 months. Ibn Kathir, may God have mercy on him, said, they mentioned that when Pharaoh killed many of the males of the children of Israel, the Copts feared that the children of Israel would be annihilated. They were subjected to the hard work they had been subjected to, so they said to Pharaoh, if this situation continues, it is likely that their old men will die and their young men will be killed. Their women cannot do the work that their men do for us, so that would end to us. So he ordered that the children be killed in a year and that they be left alone in the year of Harun's death, peace be upon him, in the year in which they leave the children. Moses mentioned in the year in which they kill newborns, and Pharaoh had people appointed for that and midwives who would approach the women. Whoever saw that she had become pregnant, they counted her name. If at the time of her birth, only Coptic women would accept her, and if the woman gave birth to a slave girl, they would leave her and go. And if she gave birth to a boy, those slaughterers would enter with their delicate hands and kill him, and their ugliness would go away, may God Almighty. The second stage of suffering after giving birth to Moses, peace be upon him, was fear, anxiety, and mirth. A tired psychological state with postpartum pain and the psychological state resulting from postpartum. The reason is the constant inspection by the tyrant Pharaoh's thugs and their raiding and searching of homes. Searching for male children and killing them in front of their mothers. The nation of Moses must have heard the stories of the children who were killed by Pharaoh's slaves and how they were killed. How was the killing of their mothers? Such news was widespread at that time. Because of the large number of killings that Pharaoh inflicted on the children of Israel. Imagine such events in the heart, thought, and mind of Musa's mother, and they were very likely. Imagine if this happened to her child, it would hurt her and increase her suffering. If the mothers rejoice at the birth of a boy, especially if he is her firstborn, because they feel the support coming to them after the death of his father or his weakness. Moose's mother was contrary to that, as she was plagued by fear and turmoil. There is confusion about how to dispose of this newborn and hide it from the eyes of Pharaoh's captives. Ibn Kathir, may God have mercy on him, said, when Moose's mother, peace be upon him, became pregnant with him. She did not have any illusions of pregnancy like others, and her midwife did not stop her. But when she gave birth to him as a male, she was fed up with him and was extremely afraid for him. She loved him with an abundance of love, and no one saw Moses, peace be upon him, but loved him. The happy one is the one whom he loves, of course, and by law, God Almighty said. And I showered my love on you. With this suffering that Musa is going through, relief comes from God Almighty. With a revelation that God reveals to her and casts within her soul, God Almighty said. And we inspired Moses' mother to breastfeed him. If you fear for him, then throw him into the river and do not be afraid or sad. If they return him to you and make him one of the messengers. Al-Tahir bin Ashur, may God have mercy on him, said, the revelation here is the revelation of true inspiration. It is the imprint of a meaning in the soul that resonates with the soul of the person being addressed, so that he is certain of his success in it, and that is by the grace of God Almighty. It may be by way of a good vision that makes the person believe that it is true. Ibn Taymiyyah, may God have mercy on him, said, the Almighty said. And when I inspired the disciples to believe in me and my messenger. And God Almighty said, we inspired Moses' mother to breastfeed him. Rather, God Almighty said and revealed about every heaven its command. And God Almighty said, and your Lord revealed to the bees. This revelation is for people other than the prophets, and it occurs during wakefulness and sleep. It may be the sound of a telephone. The sound is in the person's soul, not outside of himself, while awake and asleep. It may also be the light that he sees within himself. This is the level of revelation that occurs within himself without hearing the voice of an angel in the lowest and last ranks. This was the beginning of the relief for this suffering that Musa was going through. But it was not the end of the suffering. The story of women suffering in the time of Moses. The suffering that a person experiences may appear as it disappears or diminishes. But it goes back again to a wisdom taught by the Creator, glory be to Him. What was the third suffering that Musa suffered? How did she act with this inspiration that God gave her? We will continue in the next meeting, God willing, and praise be to God, Lord of the worlds. The story of women suffering in the time of Moses, peace be upon him.